Every television series based in the White House inevitably has to grapple with one fundamental question. What motivates politicians? And it's HBO's hit comedy Veep, now entering its sixth season, that has actually figured that out.
Are you trying to blow up the universe now?
Almost two decades ago, The West Wing presented one answer in the form of President Jed Bartlet, whom creator Aaron Sorkin imagined as a straight-talking statesman and public servant who transcends partisan politics and puts the common good of the American people above all else.
I'm the president of the United States, not the president of the people who agree with me. And by the way, if the left has a problem with that, they should vote for somebody else.
If The West Wing is idealistic White House fan fiction, Netflix's breakout series House of Cards is its dark reflection.
The road to power is paved with hypocrisy and casualties.
House of Cards imagines a Washington, D.C. in which corruption and blackmail are the murky waters politicians swim. In this world, only the predators survive, and Frank Underwood and his wife and co-conspirator Claire devour anything in their paths. But it's Veep that actually gets American politics right.
The rule book's been torn up now, and America is wiping its nasty ass with it!
It doesn't fantasize that politicians are heroic figures, nor the inverse, that they are inherently sinister monsters. Veep proposes something far more simple, yet radical. Politicians aren't special.
What do you think drives Selena at this point?
I guess what drives her is her own narcissism.
I'm gonna go show everybody myself.
Okay,
let's go do it.
Veep is one of the greatest shows ever made about American politics, precisely because it remains unsentimental and neutral on the moral value of any one set of political beliefs.
Is there a pro I don't give a shit lobby?
Yeah, you're looking at them. I got posters, buttons. Not really, because I don't give a shit.
And in the process, reveals to us the deeper universal truth about what's wrong with Washington.
Space? We're not going to be dealing with space as an issue in the speech.
Space is bold, but safe at the same time.
There are no votes in space. There's nothing there.
It isn't that we just haven't voted the right people in or kept the wrong people out, but that our civic institutions are run by human beings subject to the same psychological forces, good and bad, that drive the rest of us.
What comes after V?
President.
President. Right. And you never know. Someday somebody might just...
Political theorists call this simple insight that self-interest is the driving force of politics public choice theory, a theory Nobel Prize-winning economist James Buchanan called politics without romance. Public choice theory explains why we see interest groups and lobbyists dominate Washington despite their unpopularity amongst the electorate, why government bureaucracies grow and grow despite, and sometimes because of, a lack of meaningful results. It just might be why the median income in Washington, D.C. is the highest in the nation. And it's why politicians sometimes make decisions that aren't in the public interest, but in their own interest.
That is so great for me!
And the country?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Every single politician we meet all thinks that the show is about every other politician but them. Yeah. That is 100% true across the board.
In the world of public choice theory, it matters less whether we get a Jed Bartlet or Selena Meyer or even a Frank Underwood running our civic institutions, and more whether those civic institutions are sufficiently restrained by constitutional safeguards and robust and self-regulating enough to withstand the inevitable human fallibility that will constantly challenge and undermine their mission.
Oops. That was a mistake.
Or, as James Madison put it, if men were angels, no government would be necessary. If angels were to govern men, neither external nor internal controls on government would be necessary. Veep's characters are neither angels nor demons, but motivated by the same mixture of self-interest and self-image that motivates nearly everyone. And it's that tension that makes it hilarious. And true.
I mean, at the end of the day, you know, aren't we just all finally just, you know, people?
Yeah, true words, ma'am.
Her crying was very authentic and humanizing.
I like your thinking.
I actually found it slightly erotic, too, but...
Oh, I take it back.